Which are the games, Todd, in the casino that have the best odds?
In terms of casino games, you're looking at for the player standpoint?
Yeah.
If you're most likely you're going to be looking at a high limit blackjack game, that's going to be where you can get your best edge if you're playing perfect basic strategy and looking for the right opportunities. The ones that are going to be the worst will be your three card pokers, your Texas Hold'em carnival game at the table, not necessarily poker, and then roulette is always the bankroll killer. You give up about 5 cents on every dollar that you're going to put through a roulette wheel.
Yeah, because some people were calling us, telling us roulette was the best bet.
No, roulette is far from the best bet. It's about a 5.26% house advantage there. So you're talking about a blackjack player. If you play optimal strategy there, you can drop that below 1%. Roulette is a pure guessing game. There is absolutely no merit to it being the most advantageous game for the player.
And then they could set slot machines off to pay off however often they want, right?
Yeah, exactly. Slot machines are going to be a little different based on the denomination. So if you're talking about paying penny slots, that'll typically come with a higher hold percentage. And the more and more money you put in there, if you're playing a $100 machine in the high limit area, the casino can hold a much lower percentage to still generate revenue, so that's going to be the most bang for your buck. You just may have to sit there a little while and pump a few bucks through there before you're going to walk away with any substantial amount of coin.
Interesting. All right, Tennessee loses at Florida. They get South Alabama this week. What do you think? 19, 20 points, somewhere in there is the line.
You know what? This number feels a little bit rich. I'm not sure if Tennessee is built to blow teams out right now.
Right.
You look at the way they dismantled Western Kentucky, but that box score was very misleading. South Alabama pushed the Hilltoppers to the brink, and when you look at this Jaguars roster, I think there's a little more talent here. Number did open at 21. It's down to 19.5. I would have to side with South Alabama. I just don't think Tennessee is in that mold of a blowout football team at this point.
Yeah, South Alabama actually got Western Kentucky. Vanderbilt UAB here in Nashville.
This number's come down a little bit. Vanderbilt opened up as a 21-point favorite. Number right now sits 19.5. Been a little bit of money on the under as well. Again, another team that we're not sure if they can go out and blow anybody out. Effort against UMass, a little bit underwhelming when you look at Vanderbilt and their ability to kind of put their foot down on their opponents. I'm not sold on UAB, but this is a game from a betting perspective I really don't have a strong angle on.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas with us, and it's impossible for us to hit all the games. So if you got a question about a specific game, hit Todd up on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
Did you ask about Georgia LSU?
No, Tennessee and Vanderbilt, that's all I've done.
Okay, that's what I thought. I dodged the first question. Georgia LSU, Todd, what you got?
This Georgia-LSU game, clearly the marquee matchup of the weekend. Still trying to figure out why CBS couldn't get this bumped into primetime, but that's neither here nor there. Georgia, a three-point favorite. There was some money that came in on the Bulldogs initially, pushed the number out to 3.5. Immediately, there was some Tiger money that pushed the number right back to 3. Total sits at 61.5 on Clay. I think that's the most compelling angle. I think Georgia will try and go a little more up-tempo. LSU, we know, can score compared to previous editions. I think this game goes over the total. No idea who walks away victorious, though, down there in Athens.
The other game I think that's getting a lot of attention in the SEC this week is Ole Miss-Alabama. Ole Miss, I think that nine lines up to around 18 most recently. You might have found a more recent number. What do you think about this game? Is Ole Miss ready to keep it close? They kept it relatively close last year, or are they a little bit ahead of their skis, so to speak, in terms of being ready to compete with a big-time program like Alabama?
This number's come down. It got as high as 16.5, 17. It did open 13.5, and the price has been bet down a little bit today, seeing anywhere from 14.5 out there to as high as 16.5. So if you do some shopping, you can definitely find a number depending on what side you look at here. I think Ole Miss is a little over their head at this point. I'm not sure that they're ready to compete with Alabama. You talk about Alabama's struggles a week ago against Colorado State, probably why this number opened a little bit short. And then you look at what the Crimson Tide have for the next month. This is the last prove-it-to-me type game. I think they're going to go out there, try and make a statement. Do have some concerns defensively, but the key will be stopping Jeff Scott. I don't think Bo Wallace can beat him, cover, let alone beat Alabama outright.
Alabama and Ohio State are playing this weekend. What do you think the line is?
Alabama opens up a 9.5 to 10-point favorite in that particular game.
And how many other teams do you think would be favored against Ohio State right now in the college football universe, ACC, the Florida States, the Clemsons, as well as several Pac-12 teams, I imagine?
I know you want me to tell you that the whole SEC would be favored against Ohio State, but we can't quite go that far. You're looking at teams like Oregon, Alabama, Florida State, Stanford, Georgia, South Carolina, LSU, Texas A&M would all be favored over Ohio State right now. The teams that have fallen a little bit as far as the Vegas power pool, I know Clemson beat Georgia. They continue to drop with some lackluster efforts, and Louisville right now sitting tied for 17th in a pack that includes Wisconsin, Texas still, Oklahoma State, and Michigan.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, with us on 3HL every Wednesday at 4:30.
Well, Todd, I'm going to ask you every week, where are we with the, on the prop bets, that's of course, on the Heisman watch, top three, who's favorite so far?
Right now, Teddy Bridgewater remains the favorite on that board. You're looking at him priced at 3-1. Jameis Winston still holding his own atop the board as well. He's available at 5-1, and right up there with Teddy, the pride and joy of Eugene, Oregon right now, Marcus Mariota, but DeAnthony Thomas breathing down the necks of both those guys. The player to watch, though, Blaine, I think, who's picked up some momentum and with every good reason, Johnny Manziel still lurking there at 12-1, which puts him slightly ahead of Alabama's talented tandem of T.J. Yeldon and A.J. McCarron.
Well, sticking with the prop bets, Lane Kiffin and Mac Brown, what are the odds that they keep their jobs?
I think Mac will end up getting through this season, but I would be hard-pressed to believe he's back on the sidelines down there in Austin as we go into next year. Lane Kiffin, a much different story because there aren't quite the same strong ties to the university. But if Kiffin doesn't get this team to finish, I would imagine 9-3, 8-4 range, which could be a bit of a reach. Don't be surprised if USC goes in a different direction. This offense has shown me absolutely nothing despite a ton of pro-level talent at all the key positions.
Well, naturally, I got to ask about the Titans. With Locker's much improved play. What are the odds now that the Titans make the playoffs or let alone the Super Bowl? I just want to see the number, how drastically it's changed.
The numbers come down on the Titans. They're available at, if you're looking offshore, at 125-1. They were as high as 200-1. So not a ton of respect there. The more interesting angle when you look at Tennessee is the division, seeing that everyone is bunched up at 2-1. The Colts with that marquee win on the road at San Francisco. The Texans giving a game back with a lackluster performance at Baltimore. If I'm setting prices on the Titans to make the postseason, given the jumble that's the AFC, I'm making them about 9-2 or in that 5-1 range. I think they still have some work cut out for them. They beat the Jets this weekend, though. I'll begin to believe a little bit more in them.
All right, here locally we have MTSU versus BYU. I think it's Friday. Do they have a shot there?
His number's out to 23 from a 21.5 opener. BYU, you look at their offense, they run about 90 to 95 plays a game, but they rank in the bottom 10 as far as offensive efficiency is concerned. Middle Tennessee State, not a team that I'm going to have a ton of confidence backing on the road in Provo, but for a team struggling like BYU laying north of 3 touchdowns, I definitely think the Blue Raiders are worth a look if you're looking to get involved for that Friday night game that starts about 8 o'clock Central Time.
And this one's an upset alert real quick on South Carolina versus UCF Central Florida. You think they have the ammo to pull an upset?
Definitely a fascinating game. South Carolina stepping out of conference to go down to Orlando. It should be an electric atmosphere.
Which, by the way, is completely inexplicable to me. I have no idea how this game gets scheduled. Why is South Carolina going on the road?
It's only a touchdown.
Do they play at home and home or no? No?
It may be, but I mean, why would you ever agree to a home and home? Unless they're thinking they're going to get recruiting pop from it. I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, this has got
landmine
all over.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I want to know how the AD ended up scheduling this one. I'd be pissed if I was Spurrier.
Well, I think you look at the number, guys. It opened at 8.5. It's been bet down to 7. I think the total at 53 is much more manageable. South Carolina a little bit underrated offensively and I think overrated on the defensive side of the ball. But the team that has the most to gain by a Central Florida win isn't necessarily the Knights. It's the Louisville Cardinals, who are going to need a marquee win from one of their conference brethren, making that game that they'll play a couple weeks down the road, where Louisville should be about a 10.5 point favorite, mean that much more. I think South Carolina finds a way to squeak out a win, but would not be shocked if UCF is the one taking the money with a cover plus 7.
And lastly, for all our Notre Dame fans, there are a lot of them down here. They put it to Oklahoma last year. Will they do it again at home?
You guys still have Notre Dame fans that listen, given all the hell that Clay's given them over the last year and a half?
Makes them more likely to listen.
They're everywhere now.
Interesting with this game, Blaine. Notre Dame was a one-point favorite going into last weekend before they struggled against Michigan State. The market then opens Oklahoma as a 3.5-point chalk. And you try and figure out what Notre Dame's done to acquit themselves of seeing such a shift. OU still plenty of questions offensively. I'm not sure Blake Bell is the answer, but they definitely have the guys defensively to force Notre Dame to be one-dimensional. If the Irish can't run the football, I'm not sure Tommy Rees is going to have enough firepower in his passing game to cover. But at the same time, the total in this game has been bet up from 48.5 to 49, so you may have a few more points on the board than most people would expect.
All right, Todd, I know we hit some prop stuff with the Titans, but what do you think about that Jets game? It opened at 6.5, now down to 4.
Definitely been some sharp money right now, even some 3.5 starting to pop coming in on the Jets. I just think this is more an issue of the Titans not really warranting to be favored over any team in the NFL by more than a field goal. You look at Geno Smith and some of his development through the first couple of games. The Jets realistically could be 3-0 if they found a way to go up to New England and win a game they dropped by a field goal. Titans pretty fortunate to get through the Chargers last weekend. I think Tennessee can win, but there's definitely value in the Jets, especially north of a field goal.
Interesting. Uh-oh. Okay, Wisconsin at Ohio State. We kind of joked about Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 8.
Marquee game of the weekend in the Big Ten. You look at the Wisconsin team ranked second in the country nationally in terms of running the football. Obviously, Ohio State will put 8 men in the box, try and force them to beat them with the pass. I think the question here for the Buckeyes is what you're going to get out of Braxton Miller early. If he struggles, does Urban Meyer decide to go to Kenny Guyton if the fans come out booing? Interesting note, though, Brent. Arizona State closed as a 7-point favorite against Wisconsin. Ohio State only an 8-point favorite in this game. I think Ohio State is a much better team than Arizona State. I think there's a value in backing the Buckeyes here at just over a touchdown.
What about Arizona State hosting USC?
An interesting game. Numbers come down. Opened at 7. You're now seeing Arizona State a 5.5-point favorite. The talent and skill is there for both teams. Coaching remains a major question mark on USC, while the mental capacity of the ASU players is always up for debate. I think with that number and getting a defense as talented as USC would have to lean that way, but I think getting to 50.5, look to go under the total. Lane Kiffin wants to slow these games down quite a bit, and I think their defense will give Arizona State, who's built more on finesse than the power game, some fits.
Excellent stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys.
At Todd Furman on Twitter every Wednesday at 4:30.